I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The Islamic State's obscene murder of a Jordanian pilot has provoked Middle East outrage. Voice of the Martyrs USA's Todd Nettleton says the group crossed the line. Whatever purpose it had, it may have backfired.
This can be a key time of sharing the gospel and speaking into that Islamic heart that says, is that really what my faith teaches? If it is, I might want to consider something else.
God is moving. Pray for this region. And if you can help the OM, look for links at our website.
We hear amazing stories of people being brought to faith in Christ through supernatural things. The book of Acts literally coming to life in the Middle East today.
Meanwhile, Bulgaria is receiving its very first week-long training session from the Hagiai Institute. Why is it a big deal? Hagiai alum Dr. Kirill Svilanov explains.
It's not just knowledge. It is not just training. Of course, it matters a lot, but it's also experience. It's also fellowship. All these things mixed and combined make you a whole new person.
And with ISIS and Boko Haram and all the terrorist attacks, can families of imams still be impacted by the gospel? Decide for yourself. An imam's son met an OM Pakistan team member while they were sharing about Jesus. Well, as his faith and desire for a personal relationship with God grew, he made the decision to be baptized. The people in his village weren't very happy about it and went to his father to complain. His father told them that his son is accountable to God. Find out what happens to his son at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Make God's Word a priority in 2015 with your gift. I'll send you the story, God's Word, written in 31 easy-to-read novel-like chapters covering Genesis to Revelation. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the story link while supplies last at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.